Matthew chapter 25, beginning in verse 31. And so we're going to look at this scripture together. Jesus is speaking and he says, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?' The king will reply, 'Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me.' They also will answer, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or needing clothes, or sick, or in prison, and did not help you?' He will reply, 'Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me.' Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So as we listen to the students talk about their experience in Mexico, this last week we were reminded by Jesus that one of the best ways that we have to encounter him and to interact with him is to spend our lives meeting the needs of those around us, caring for the least of these.
Morning. My name is Lindsay. This morning, we are going to be sharing with you guys a little bit about our trip to Mexico, our week-long adventure. While we were there, we had to learn some pretty creative ways to communicate with people because there was that language barrier and not all of us knew Spanish. So you're going to see in a little bit a song that we had like a dance to. It's called The Mustard Seed, and it talks about how faith, like the size of a little mustard seed, can move mountains. And then I just want to thank all of you guys for your spiritual and your financial support while we were in Mexico. All of your prayers, I know, meant so much to all of us.
Si tuvieras fe como un grano de mostaza, esto lo dice el Señor. Si tuvieras fe como un grano de mostaza, esto lo dice el Señor. Tú le dirías a la montaña, muévete, muévete. Tú le dirías a la montaña, muévete, muévete. Esa montaña se moverá, se moverá, se moverá. Esa montaña se moverá. Como un grano de mostaza, eso lo dice el Señor.
The second day we were there, we had the chance to either play soccer with kids from an orphanage, or we could go to the dump, which you'll find out later. They had a really nice turf field, which you'll see on the PowerPoint, and I was one of the people that stayed and played soccer. We lost 25-3, but it's a fun experience, and we bonded with all the kids and people that came to the compound that we were at. We almost played soccer every day we were there, so it's really good to grow as a youth group and just a fun way to release our stress after a long day of working with everyone. So, yeah.
My name is Christian, and I'm going to talk about one of the days that we went to a homeless shelter. So one of the local churches named La Roca was in charge of a homeless shelter for men, and a group of us went there and shared the love of God. So some of the people worked in the kitchen to help prepare their meals, but the rest of us just kind of talked to the people and heard their stories. And it was just really cool because they acted like they knew us, even though they really didn't. They were so open and they told everything. And then we got to pray for them, so it was really cool.
On Tuesday afternoon, we went to La Roca Children's Orphanage. And we got there at like 3, so they were still in school, and we decided to clean up the playground a little, and we did a little weeding, just made it look a little bit nicer. And then when the children got there, we did some testimonies and danced to the song that we just danced to, and to the song we were going to do at the end. And I got to have a really cool experience. I shared my testimony, and I talked about how having deaf parents might have made some things difficult in life, but it's important to make it positive and to find the positive things in life. And at the end, I got to teach them some sign language, and they also taught me, and it was really cool to share something that's so important to me with them. And yeah, I just had a lot of fun. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mackenzie. And another outreach that the La Roca Church was organizing was a homeless women's shelter where their children could also come and live with them. And so on Wednesday, we went and we led some worship, and it was in English, so it was a little interesting. They just kind of sat and listened. But then we went around the circle, and we shared some of our own testimonies, and they shared some of theirs. And it blessed me so much because we barely knew their names, and yet they were willing to tell us about their past, even if it was super dark and it had a lot of baggage. And I appreciated that so much. So one of the women, she shared about how she lost contact with all three of her children. So we prayed for unity in that situation and just for peace and that God could place his hand over that. And then our translator spoke about how when she was younger, her mom had abused her and how she became very insecure. But then her one friend led her to the Lord, and now she finds security in him alone. So this really touched me because it reminded me that if you don't speak about what you're going through or your trials, people don't know to pray for you. So it reminds me that there's so much power in prayer. And if we just open up and share with other people, we can give God the hand and just let him work in our lives.
I'm Evan. Tuesday morning, half of us went to an elderly community center. There were about 35 residents in the building, which was very tiny, and then they added 20 of us, and it was very cozy. So, in an attempt to cheer the people up that were in there, we sang some songs with them, with the motions and stuff. And then a couple of our people shared their testimonies, which inspired some of the other people that were staying there to share their testimonies. And it was a really cool time, and then we played bingo, and we gave out snacks to the winners.
Okay, I'm Allison. I'm going to share about the dump, or they call it the dump. It's actually not a dump, it's a community of people that lives a couple miles down from the Tijuana dump where they trash or throw the trash away. So the one day, some of us had the opportunity to go there, and we went to this community, and we walked around and handed out water and apples. And that was definitely the most poverty-stricken place that we went to. It's very comparable to the slums. So we walked around, handed out apples and water, and connected to people, tried to talk to them. The group I was with didn't personally connect with anybody specifically, but another lady, a staff member named Kirsten, who was with another group. She was walking around, and she had a cool story, so I'm just going to share that. She was talking to this one lady, and God was just telling her that you needed to hug this lady. And Kirsten was like, well, I don't want to hug her. She's filthy, you know, like covered in soot and just absolutely dirty. And Kirsten was like, I don't want to hug her. And God was like, you need to. So she ended up hugging her, and the lady then shared with them that this was the first human contact that she had in like over 10 years. So that was a cool story that came out of that day.
Hello, my name is Jansen, and on Tuesday afternoon, half of our group split up to go to the La Roca Orphanage, and the other half went to the Kid Zone, which was a local park that was about two blocks away from the La Roca Church. And the mission of the YWAM base is they go every Tuesday to help brighten the kids' days up after they get out of school, who normally most of them don't have the best home life, and it's hard for them to have fun. So there they play games and they have activities organized for the kids, and they might share a Bible story or so. And I got to connect with a boy who was a little bit older. He was older. His name was Alex, and he was 18. And he spoke pretty good English. He said he learned in school, but he was fluent in Spanish. So he was confused on some of the words that we were talking about or that he had questions about. So they had Play-Doh there, and he would make what he was trying to say in the Play-Doh and demonstrate us what he was trying to do. And the one was a hammer. He didn't understand what the word hammer was, so he made it out of Play-Doh and demonstrated it to us. And we were like, oh, a hammer, we realize now. So it was a cool experience.
Hi, Hi, I'm Nick. After all our outreaches every evening, we have a Bible study or a session. And throughout that, our main verse that we focused on was Romans 12:1-2. It says, so here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best way you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you just fit in with it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Rarely recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to the level of its immaturity, God brings the best out of you and develops well-formed maturity in you. Through that, we focused a lot on letting God transform us from the inside out. And we focused a lot on finding our own identity in Christ. And just, we talked a lot about that, had a lot of different quiet times. We were able to find God and talk to Him within ourselves. During the sessions and Bible study things, we learned a bunch of different dances and songs that we could share with little kids. And we also all learned one drama about the Good Samaritan, and we are going to do that for you guys. So, here we go.
Play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitar and
Okay, so, like Evan shared earlier, we split in groups and went to two different elderly homes. So the one that we went to on Tuesday had 138 elderly people in this really, I mean, it wasn't a small size, it was pretty small. And it had 10 volunteers to take care of the 138 people, which was, like, a lot to do for them. So we went the one day, and some of the girls painted the nails. We tried to ask them if they wanted it, and some of them tried to understand, but it was a little confusing because some of them, like, just weren't all there. The one lady that I talked to, I think her name changed every time that I would talk to her, so it was pretty, like, difficult to try and just, like, figure out what they were saying. But we had a lot of cool experiences hearing about their stories. The one thing that was really cool when we got there, I think Roger was talking to the pastor guy who kind of ran the whole thing, and they had run out of propane the day before, so they didn't have anything to, like, cook with, and they had been praying the day before for something, some miracle to happen, and so some of our people got together and pulled some funds together, and we were able to buy them propane, and so the propane truck got to come while we were there, so it was cool to just see how, like, God used us as, like, an answer to prayer for these people.
Hi, my name's Natalie. One of the days we did a service, and so we helped this lady out. Her name was April Pope, and her husband had cancer. So we helped her out for the day, and we did a bunch of yard work. We helped her with bushes, trimming back bushes. We organized some of her stuff that was really unorganized, I guess you could say. We also, there was a group of girls who decided to knock out a wall in the outside bathroom, and that was really cool to see. Then they gave us a barbecue that evening, and so we had, like, barbecue at our house and just talked to them and, you know, just to see how they're doing. And then since she lives on the beach, we had a session on the beach. And that was really cool. We definitely saw God at work there. And it was really neat to see because the sunset was setting. And so we were just worshiping God. So it was really cool.
Hola, soy Matthias. I was working on my Spanish while I was down there. Anyways, we did some construction. Well, the guys did. And on day three, we went up to this church, like, somewhere in the middle of nowhere, I think. It was, like, 30 minutes away. And we built a concrete slab. It was for, like, dining, like, lunch and dinners for the church. And they were eventually going to put walls around it and the roof, I guess. So, and then that was day three. That was on Monday. And then Wednesday, we, some, like, five or six guys, built a shed for the YWAM base, and it was for a greenhouse because they were raising, like, fish and plants, and that's where they needed to put their supplies. And everyone was really blessed we did that. Say yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so on Tuesday night during devotions, we all got to see a passion play, and they took us out onto the top of the hill and acted out Christ's crucifixion. They highlighted for us God's forgiveness and never-ending love, and I think for our youth group, it was a time for all of us to kind of come together and support each other and kind of help each other through whatever we were dealing with. And after the play, we could all sit around and kind of pray for each other. There was a fire there. So people were kind of sitting around and just praying for each other and spending time in quiet. And I had prayed to God that he would show me something to give me encouragement or guidance. And in prayer, I didn't get a sign, but the following day, an interpreter who was with us for the week named Valerie came up to me and had said that the night before she had felt like God had told her to share a scripture passage with me, but she didn't know exactly why. So she shared it with me, and I'm going to read it for you. It was Psalms 27, and I'm going to read it in the Message. So it says, "You've always been right there for me. Don't turn your back on me now. Don't throw me out. Don't abandon me. You've always kept the door opened. My father and mother walked out and left me, but God took me in. So it just gave me encouragement and guidance through what I was dealing with, and it was exactly what I needed, and I'm so thankful that for that experience, and I think all of us can agree that it's something that we'll never forget.
Hi, my name is Josie, and on Wednesday morning, we got together, and we were just learning how to hear and listen to God and what He would want us to do, because we were planning on doing something Thursday morning, so we were just trying to figure out what God called us to do. So we had 30 minutes to ourselves, and we just prayed, and we're just trying to listen to God and what He wanted us to do that morning. And then my group came back, and we were trying to figure out a plan of what to do that morning, and we had different signs of what to do, but we really didn't feel a calling to one place, so we didn't really have, like, a plan. And then Thursday morning, when we were having our devotions, we just felt called to go to La Roca, which Christian and Mackenzie shared about, which is a church that, like, was also a homeless shelter, and we felt like we needed to serve them because they just do so much providing for all these people. So we went to the women's shelter, and the girls cleaned out, and the guys were helping with the chairs. And then so we were like sitting, after a while we sat down, we're listening to Pastor Rudy, and he was sharing his testimony, which was so inspiring. It had such a cool meet. It was just really cool. And then he just encouraged us all to like keep just to stay on fire for God and don't stop. We're here with God 24/7 in Mexico, but then when we go back, don't fall back to what the world wants us to be, which I thought really clicked into our theme verse, which was Romans 12, 1 and 2, which is 2 is, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, which it just was perfect, and I just thought it was such a God moment. The Holy Spirit was just pouring out of Rudy, just preaching to us, which is so cool. And then after that, we went up walking around, like La Roca area, and we're like giving water to all these people and just praying for them, which we just felt God's Holy Spirit. So I guess what I'm trying to say, I just encourage you to keep your fire lit for God and don't burn out. Thank you.
Where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of You. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know You and to make You know me. Lift Your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life. It's time for us to more than just
sheep, ba 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 ba. I just wanna be a sheep, ba ba ba. got it.
Thank you guys all so much for your prayer support and your financial support. My name is Brenda. Thank you, Matthias. I'm so tired. I'm just AAA over, you know. No, I was honored and lucky enough to be one of the advisors that got to lead this great group of kids. They were just awesome. They were flexible. They followed directions. You guys can be so proud of every single one of these kids standing up here. They just did a great job. The staff pulled me aside before we left and with tears in their eyes just expressed how some teams come in and just exhaust them, and some teams come in and refresh them, and we refreshed them, and they were just so, so excited about our group. So you guys can just be extremely proud of them all. They did a great job. They stepped out of their comfort zones and did what they were asked to do and just did an awesome job doing it, serving their Lord and Savior. So I'm going to ask Roger to come up and have a final prayer before we go.
And I want to echo what I am Brenda's husband. My name is Roger. And I would like to echo what she said about these kids. You can be very proud of them. I was blown away by the unity that I saw and just the outgoing spirit that they had, just in the giving. There's so many little stories and I could share, but yeah, I just want to echo, I think all the leaders would feel the same, that this was a great group of kids, and it speaks highly of their parents. So We were thankful for them and thankful to you. So let's pray. Father, you're an awesome God. You're all powerful. You're so powerful. You are in the heavens, in the cosmos, beyond what our satellites can even see. You are so tiny into the smallest of atoms. You are everywhere. You are here at Whitmer Heights. You are here at Mellinger's. You are in Mexico. Your spirit is everywhere. And Father, I thank you for revealing that to us this past week. That no matter where we go, you are already there and at work. And you just ask us simply to be a part of that, to join in that. And Father, I thank you for that message, that encouragement that you gave to each of us this past week. And the encouragement that we can pass on to those who supported us, that to be ready, to be prepared, to listen to your spirit and your guiding. Because you are at work in the dumps, in the high rises, in rich countries and poor countries. You are at work. And you ask us to join in. Father, give us the courage, the discernment, the wisdom to do so, to be a part of building your kingdom. Father, just continue to transform the lives of these young people and transform all of ours as well, so we can build your kingdom, that your will would be done. Amen.